Perek Vav in Sefer Tanya, Likutei Amarim. Till now we learned, for the past two prakim or so, the Bala Tanya has been teaching us about the Nefesh HaElokit, the Neshama that we have with its Levushim in all three realms, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, the 10 Sfirot HaKdoshot that the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama are comprised of, which is 10 Deot and Midot, 3 Deot and 7 Midot. Everything comes from them. And we are Malbish, our Neshama, with the Torah and Mitzvot that we do. And we learned that, especially through the Limud of the Torah, we are able to be mamash meuchadim with Atzmuto Yitbarach, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Now we go to Perek Vav. Perek Vav, Rabotai, is going to be a little bit harsh, more on the Musar side, and you'll see what I mean. So let's read, Rabotai. Shemizakenu leavin et advarim, vehine ze leumat ze asa Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did one parallel to the other. This world is a very, very special world. This world is a world where you have Kedusha mul Tum'ah. You have Kedusha parallel to Tum'ah. Ze le'umat ze, it's a pasuk in Kohelet. Ze le'umat ze asa Elokim. One paralleling the other. Ki kmo shenefesh ha'elokit, klula me'eser sfirot kedoshot. Rabotai, to many this will be a big chidush, but it's so important that we learn this. Of course, it's based on the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh and the Zohar HaKadosh. Just like the Nefesh HaElokit is comprised of the 10 holy Sfirot, umitlabeshet bishlosha levushim kedoshim, and it has the 3 levushim. What are the 3 levushim? Machshava, Dibur, and Maaseh of Torah and Mitzvot. Kacha nefesh desitra achra miklipat noga, Hamlubeshet bedam haadam, klula me'eser kitrin demsa'avuta. Remember, he began, I think it was Perek Bet, where he told us we have 2 nefeshot, we have 2 neshamot. We have nefesh ha'bahamit, and we have nefesh ha'elokit. The nefesh of sitra achra, that's the nefesh ha'bahamit, which is the more coarse, physical nefesh that we have, he says it's melubeshet bedam haadam, ki adam hu banefesh. That's talking about the nefesh of the physical nefesh that we have, the more physical, what I mean, which comes from klipat noga. Rabotai, over the limud in the Sefer HaTanya, we're going to understand more and more the different types. There are different types of klipot ha-tum'ah that are in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world so, for the purpose of preserving Bechira Chofshit, that there is what's called Kochot HaTum'ah. There is Klipot HaTum'ah. Why Klipot? Why do we say shells of Tum'ah? Because everything in this world cannot survive without a Nekuda of Elakut. Everything in this world, Ve'atam Echayet Kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Chiyut for everything. There's nothing that can be sustained in this world without Elakut inside. But sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that there is Elakut trapped in layers and layers, that's called Klipot, in shells of Gashmiut, of what's called Tum'ah. And he's going to explain. So there are what's called Klipot HaTeme'ot, the real Tum'ah forces in the world. There is a special klipa that's called klipat noga. By the way, we learned this from a pasuk in the Haftarah that we just read in Shavuot, in the beginning of Yechezkel. Ve'esh mitlakachat betocha barad, ve'noga lo saviv. Klipat noga. Noga means light. So on one hand it's light, but on one hand it's a klipa. It's the klipa, it's the tum'ah that is on the border between the klipot ha-teme'ot and the side of Kedusha. To say it in a term that we can understand a little bit, things that we do that are not necessarily averot. They're functions of gashmiyut that we need to do, but we don't do them l'shem shamayim. That comes from klipat noga. So it's sort of like the gray area, nachon, although we can change it, our work is to change it to the mitzvah, the kedusha area, but if we don't change it, it falls into the world of the klipot. We're going to learn more about that. So now, but here, the point that he's saying over here, that the nefesh of sitracha, meaning the nefesh of ba'amit, has also eser kitrin dim sa'avuta. Eser kitrin means ktarim, that's crowns, dim sa'avuta of tum'ah. This means 10 sfirot of tum'ah. What does that mean, 10 sfirot of tum'ah? What does that mean? If you remember, we already explained that each midah, and even the sechalim, the three mochin, chokhmah, bina v'da'at, and then chesed, gevurah, each and every one of the midot of the sfirot can be used for kedusha, but chas v'shalom, it can also be used, if it's misused, it can be used for tum'ah. So that's what he means over here when it says that the nefesh ha-ba'amit also is comprised of what? Of 10, in the Lashon of the Zohar, kitrin dim sa'avuta. That means sfirot of tum'ah. Shehen sheva midot ra'ot haba'ot me'arba yesodot ra'im hanal. The seven midot, that's the seven lower sfirot, that if they are misused, they are seven bad midot that come from the four yesodot, esh, ruach, mayim, avar. Ve'sechel ha-molidan, and just like we saw by Kedusha, that the three mochin are what give birth to the seven midot, by the side of the klipa, of the tum'ah, is the same thing. And he will explain. Ve'sechel ha-molidan ha-nechlak l'shaloshen chokhmah bina v'da'at mekor ha-midot. You have chokhmah bina v'da'at dim sa'avuta. You have Sheva Midot, that's the Sheva Sfirot, Dim Sa'avuta. Again, the word Misa'avuta means Tum'a. Ki Hamidot Nefi Erech HaSechel. Because Rabotai, as he explains here again, the Midot is in conjunction with the Sechel. Which means, even the Baalei Musar also say like this. They say, you know, the Rambam, what does he call the section that he talks about Midot? He calls it Hilchot Deot. Why he should call it Hilchot Midot? Why is he called it Hilchot Deot? So in the world of Musar, there's a famous statement, they say it in Yiddish, famous statement, Deot create Midot. Opinions create character traits. And here the Baal HaTanya is saying it also. Ki HaKatan, for example, a young a child, Choshek Ve'ohev Dvarim Ktanim. The katan, he has small concepts, right? For him, the concept is his toy should be here, and he wants two of them, and they should be in this color and this size. That's his concepts, right? Now, that's the sechel that he has. So his yirah and his ahava, which is two examples of the midot, go in accordance with his deot. So the katan is choshek ve'ohev, that's midat ha-chesed, that's midat ha-ahava. What does he desire? What does he love? Things that are unimportant, but for him, in his level of da'at, it is important. Lefi she'sichlo katan ve'katzar le'asig devarim yekarim yoter mehem. Because his mind is not as big yet to understand more important things. V'chen mitka'es u'mitkatzef midvarim ktanim. He gets all crazy from what? Something small. Well, this is what made you... For him, the ka'as is the midah of gvura. It was born from the chokhmah bina v'da'at that he has, which is very limited. So you see that the sheva midot, hen letov, hen lera, are noladot from the sechel. V'chen bitpa'arut, he's mitpa'er in things that are small. U'shar amidot. V'eser bechinot elu hatemeot. These 10 bechinot, these 10 sfirot, which are teme'ot, meaning the misusages of the 10 sfirot, kesheadam mechashev bahem, if a person thinks into them, into something bad, o medaber, or he speaks about something bad, o chas v'shalom, oseh, or he does something bad, hare machashavto shebemocho, v'diburo shebefiv, וכוח המעשי שבידיו ושאר איבריו, נקראים לבושי מסעבו לעשר בחינות אלו הטמאות. Remember, just like we said, that the מחשבה, דיבור, and מעשה of Torah and מצוות are מלביש, are לבושים on our נפש, רוח נשמה, that is made of the ten ספירות. So now, when you are malbish something, you are giving it kavod, you are giving it koach, you are giving it power. So the same way is the other way. If a person is either b'machshava, or b'dibur, or b'maaseh, using the sefirot in the way of tum'ah, which he'll explain soon examples, in the way of tum'ah, you are malbish the ten bechinot of tum'ah, so now they are called levushedim sa'avu. לבושים to the tum'ah, לעשר בחינות אלו הטמאות, שמתלבשות בהם בשעת מעשה או דיבור או מחשבה. That means you only make, and every time a person does avera, he's giving more koach to the kochot ha-tum'ah that is within him. והן הם כל המעשים אשר נעשים תחת השמש, אשר הכל הבל ורעות רוח. This is the sentence that I meant, that I was referring to when I said, this is going to be strong musar over here. He says it's not just Averot. All the ma'asim that are done under the sun, everything that we do, which is all mundane, worldly, materialistic, it's all hevel ur'ut ruach. He uses the lashon of the pasuk in Kohelet. Hevel means nothingness. Anything that we do that is has no purpose, that is nothing. Ur'ut ruach. Re'ut ruach, you know, in good Hebrew, Re'ut does not only mean friendship, you know, it means breaking. Ish re'im lehitro'ea, or in Aramaic we have the word re'uta, itra, means to be broken. Re'ut ruach means it breaks the ruach. Kemo shekatu bezohar b'shalach shehen teviru derucha. Every time a person has a bad machshava, or a bad dibu, or a bad maaseh, he is malbish, the eser sfirot, the tum'ah of his nefesh habahamit, and he is causing a breaking, he's causing damage to his ruach, to the kochot ha-kedushan that he has. וכן כל הדיבורים וכל המחשבות אשר לא לשם המה, ולרצונו ולעבודתו. Any thoughts or any words that we say that are not for Hashem or for his will or in his service, שזהו פירוש לשון סיטרא אחא, which is the meaning of the words סיטרא אחא, literally סיטרא אחא, סיטרא means side, אחא means the other side. What does that mean, the other side? When we do acts or words or thoughts that go to the other side. What do you mean the other side? Sounds like Avodah Zarah, right? He's referring to, if you didn't do it for Hashem, it falls on the other side. פירוש לשון סיטרא אחא, צד אחר, שאינו צד הקדושה. וצד הקדושה אינו אלא השראה והמשכה מקדושתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. What is the side of קדושה? The side of קדושה is when the שכינה is brought down to this world. ואין הקדוש ברוך הוא שורה, אלא על דבר שבטל אצלו יתברך. Very important line here. If we had a pen or pencil to underline this line. אין הקדוש ברוך הוא שורה, אלא על דבר שבטל אצלו יתברך. The שכינה והקדוש ברוך הוא dwells only on something that is totally nullified to him. That's where the שכינה is. בין בפועל ממש כמלאכים עליונים, whether to something that is batel ממש to Hashem, like the מלאכים, that's where the שכינה rests. Or, listen to this sentence, רבותיי, בין בכוח, or in potential. Everything that is batel to Hashem in potential. Kechol ish Yisrael lemata. Like each and every Jew. Any Yisrael down below here. Shebekochol yihiyot batel mamash. Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu bimsirat nafsho al kedushat Hashem. The Jew has a potential to make himself nullified to the Borei Kol Olamim, ultimately in the way of Mesirut Nefesh, lav dafka only the way that Pshuto Mesirut Nefesh, but in all the ways of giving ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jew has that potential. We have that connection with Hashem, and therefore the Shekhinah is Shorei Anam Yisrael. ולכן אמרו רבותינו שאפילו אחד שיושב בתורה, יושב ועוסק בתורה, Shekhinah Shruya. Even a Jew is sitting and learning. Sitting and learning alone. So now, he's learning. Right now he's batel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's learning Hashem's Torah. At that moment, the Shekhinah is on him. The Shekhinah rests on that which is batel to him. V'chol bei asara shechinta sharia leolam. You have 10 Jews. 10 Jews who gather together, the Shekhinah is there. Rabotai, I want you to look in the footnotes. Look in the footnotes, Yud Bet. Ayen lehalan igeret HaKodesh. He brings us a quote from the Balatanya later on in Igeret HaKodesh. Quote, Kemo sheshamati merabotai. The Balatanya says, I heard from my masters. Ki ilu nimtza malach echad omed bema'amad asara miYisrael beyachad. If there was a malach who were to come to stand among 10 Jews who are together, af she'enam medabrim bedivrei Torah, just the presence of 10 Jews together, tipol alav emata vafahad beli gevul vetachlit mishchinta desharia alayhu ad shehaya mitbatel mimetziuto legamrei. The Kedusha of a Jew, and especially when 10 Jews gather together, that's the Inyan of a Minyan, even if they're just sitting together. Let's say they're waiting to start Mincha. Yoshvim. I don't want to say Medabrim Chas V'Shalom Dvarim Betelim, but even just sitting together. If a Malach comes there, he's going to be shaking out of his pants from the Kedusha of the Shekhinah that is there because of the 10 Jews. What a statement. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah is Shoreh on that which is Batel to him. But, Aval Kol Mash, I'm continuing in the text. Kol Mash She'eno Batel Etzlo Yitbarach, Ela Udavar Nifrad Bifne Atzmo. But anything that is in this world, that is done in this world as a separate entity from Hashem. Let's say a person eats. I'm not talking about only Averot. Averot for sure. Aval, let's say a person is eating, but he's eating Leta'ava. So, doesn't think about anything. Lo brachot ve lo shum davar. Eno mekabel chiyut mikdushato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mibchinat pnimiyut HaKedusha u'ma'uta ve'atzmuta bichvoda u'v'atzma. Ela mibchinat achoraim. I would like to, Be'ezat Hashem, leave this for next time so we can be mitamek a little bit to understand this better. So just to summarize what we learned today, just like there are 10 sefirot in the Nefesh HaElokit, there is also what's called, is from the Zohar HaKadosh, 10 kitrin dim sa'avuta, 10 sefirot teme'ot, that become melubash by the thoughts or the words or the ma'asim of the misusages of these sefirot ha'elyonot by having bad thoughts or bad diburim, v'chen al zeh ha'derech, Hashem yizakenu. רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר